This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go on a Monday when the temperature is soaring and I am all for it. This could be a part of our opening debate. My name is Chad Hartman, middle name Robert. This is Dave Allen Harrigan and Susie K. Jones. We're all here. We're here till 3. Drive Time follows us. Because the first debate, Dave Harrigan, for me, the first conversation is about a conversation, about a debate that we have so often. And the winter debate might be with it. What conversation, what debate are you enough? I'm sick of it. I can't do it ever again. Because for me, as we've discussed before, as we even discussed leading up to it, the daylight savings time, because I found another story where people are struggling. Now, I'm an insomniac. I'm a severe insomniac, and I did not sleep well last night. I don't believe for 1 second it's tied to daylight savings time. We went on a little trip, little drive. Saw Jamie Ukas. We'll talk about that tomorrow. And I brought my pillow. Where do you stand on, if you're just a princess? Because I am with sleep. I'm a fail. I'm like the princess, the pea, the whole thing. So it was a couple hours drive to L.A. So I brought the pillow. Then like a dope, I left the pillow. So the pillows here didn't like as much. So that's why I didn't sleep well. But studies are suggesting that it will take some months to recover from daylight savings time. Let me, hold on. How often do you lick your finger, Dave, before you turn a page, if your hands are a little dry?
Yeah, you got to do that from time to time. Absolutely.
Right? Hold on here. Oh, there we go. The study estimated that each spring shift was associated with 150,000 incidents of negative health effects in the USA. Get out of here. I mean, yeah, yes, I'm basically saying to science, no way. Are you buying that the daylight savings time shift is associated with 150K incidents of negative health effects? I mean, how minor does it have to be?
I was going to say, does feeling a little bit sleepy the next day count as a negative health effect?
It wouldn't shock me. Because, come on, does anybody really believe it's that high? And, again, the whole debate, it's all about how it benefits you. If you have more going on in the morning, if you have kids in the school, if you have a morning job, guess what? You want it to be lighter earlier. And if you're someone who prefers, maybe your job is later. Maybe the activities you enjoy are later. Then funny, you want that sunset at about 4 in the morning. So it's all a selfish debate, the daylight savings time debate. Let's go to it again. This will happen, I'm predicting, multiple times this week. The airport, spring break, how crowded is it? Susie was doing that last week.
I was very busy. 50,000 people.
Oh, sure. Very, 5 million. I'm told there were 5 million people.
Probably.
At Terminal 1. Yeah, 5 million. What other debates? They can be international debates. They can be national conversations. They can be local, Minnesota. debates. I'll give you another one that happened last time. We went out. Guess where we're from? Minnesota. Other people are from Minnesota. So we had exchange ideas. Where are you from in Minnesota? I mean, if they're fascinating and they're interesting and you get a chance to have a conversation with them, great. But just because you know where the Costco is in Maple Grove doesn't make it automatically fascinating, does it, Dave Ergen?
Were they from Maple Grove? Did they know where the Costco was?
I checked out and let the others.
Is that because they were from greater Minnesota and you don't care about outstate?
Yeah, I call it outstate Minnesota. That's it. Beneath me. I'm a seven-county person. No, that's DeRusha and Cook. They basically do the show.
You're what not even got, a seven-county. You're like a four-county.
Yeah. No, you're counting the Palm Desert County.
Yeah, that's one of them.
This might be my favorite county right now. I got to be honest. What conversation and debate is Dave Harrigan done with?
The one that drives me the most nuts, fueled by the media, the local media, but also national media.
Mainstream.
Exactly.
Lamestream.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We needed that. The one that drives me nuts more than the airport. The airport's fine. You know, whatever. Daylight savings, whatever. It's fine. It's the how to protect yourself against the heat when we get our first really, really hot day.
Yes.
All the tips, you know, hey, drink water. Perhaps go inside with some air conditioning.
Exactly.
Use a fan. You know, and we have to get a doctor on to give us those tips. Yes, exactly. If you're burning, perhaps a little lotion or wear a light long sleeve shirt.
Yes. Scientist. You know what debate I'm also getting sick of? Telling you right now that the stock market is down 700 points.
Is that it? Only 700?
740 last time I checked. Uh-oh. Oh, that economy's flourishing, isn't it? Woo! We're on a roll. What conversation, what debate are you done with? And if you want to work in the show and take a cheap shot, it's a part of it. It's why we're here. Well, it's not the only reason why we're here, but it comes with the territory. 651-461-9226 on CCO. Patrick James Royce in 15 minutes on the social media controversy, which broke out after a tweet from Patrick from U.S. Bank Stadium. So Patrick is with us at 12:35. Dave Harrigan, let's have a little brass monkey because that's tied to Patrick.
Do I
and
have
the music
to?
He was listening to. Yeah, it's not one of my favorites for sure, but
I hate that song.
Well, it certainly caused a reaction from Mr. Royce, and then his tweet caused a reaction from others. So, for context, we're going to have to play it. What is our music theme today, sir?
Well, I'm getting upset now. You're changing the theme, really disrupting things with Brass Monkey. We're celebrating a birthday today.
Brass Monkey.
Don't do that.
Sorry.
Don't do that. That hurts my ears. Carrie Underwood is 43 today. So we're starting with Carrie. But instead of playing all Carrie today, since she is a brand new member to the judge's desk on American Idol, we are playing current and former American Idol judges.
Oh. Oh, judges. Not the winners.
No. Judges.
The judges.
Yes. I wouldn't play all the winners. Ugh. You get like two good songs.
Very interesting timing because last night we were clicking after a very busy day. And Quinny, as we're clicking, goes, let's watch American Idol. I watched American Idol last night for the first time in about 5 years. And now it's our music theme today.
How about that? Did you love it? Is Quinny in on it?
He's in. And Carrie was very good. She kept calling herself Jukebox Carrie because she knew all the tunes. Like, it didn't matter who came up. She knew it all. Lionel and Luke were continually amazed by Carrie and her jukebox knowledge. Okay, we're talking about debates and controversies that you've had enough of. I bring this up because I hope you're surviving now, 2 days after daylight savings time. Let's just be honest. You're with me on this, right, Dave? The folks who want daylight savings time to continue, they like it lighter late in the day. The ones who want to end it, you know what they want? They want it lighter in the morning. Just admit people are frauds and they're just offering it up to benefit themselves.
Well, people are certainly frauds, but not in this case. If you want it lighter late in the day, you are on the correct side of history. And if you want it lighter earlier, I'm sorry, but you're wrong and you need to do better.
You're a fool.
Yes. Do better. Yep.
So you okay with your kids out there in the dark on a regular basis?
Yes. If it means they come home with a little bit of light. Yes, absolutely.
Among the texts, and I don't want just daylight savings time texts. And you can add those. But what other conversations seemingly never end, and you feel like you would be better off if you never heard this conversation ever again? Among the texts, I changed the clock. I actually woke up an hour early the next day, which technically was 2 hours early. B as in B, S as in S, get over it. Thank you. Give up the daylight savings time issue. If it's that big a deal, nobody should travel between time zones. It's a very good point. How do these daylight savings times folks handle it if they go outside of a time zone, Dave? Is it trauma? Do they bring their therapist with them?
No, you just plan your travel accordingly. You go to the correct time zone early in November, and you stay there until early March, and then hop back. You just make that play.
Yes.
You never have to change
the clock. That's very complicated. Agree with you, unless you have a hangover from the late night before. Liz and I were yesterday, should have no effect. Do the, when we benefit an hour, do the restaurant bar industry, do they advertise that? Do they try to lure people out because of it?
I'm sure some do, yeah. I'm sure, imagine they have a little extra special to get people in and spending an extra hour down there.
How about the more your text? How about the duck, duck, gray duck versus the duck, duck, goose debate? Because there's no question the answer is duck, duck, goose. Get out of here. No, it is not. It is duck, duck, gray duck. Are you with me, Dave Harrigan?
Of course you are. I mean, what are we going to start calling a water fountain a bubbler now, too? Grow up.
Here's another one that I've been doing intentionally, just hoping I would get the text, and it's come through. Please, it is daylight savings time.
Yes.
No S. Daylight saving time. No S. Where was Susie yesterday morning? I was worried about her. Was she unavailable yesterday morning?
Oh, I don't know. So certainly we can find out shortly after 1 o'clock.
Hmm. Love the Beasties, boy, but Pat is right. Brass Monkey is a bad song. Also, probably not enjoyed by a recovering alcoholic. I don't think that was it, Dave. Do you think we'll ask Patrick that? I don't think that was the particular issue.
He starts hearing Brass Monkey and starts thinking of gin? I don't know if I get that connection.
Yeah. If I hear or see one more story on the Pope's upper respiratory infection, I'm going to scream. By the way, I'm not anti-Catholic. I'm married a Catholic. I don't think that one counts for me. That's current. That's something that's going on now. That's not perpetual, right?
No, it's not. And I mean, let's be honest, he's one of the most famous and important people in the world.
Yeah. When he's sick, when he's potentially hanging on, when he's in peril, that one matters.
Yeah.
I think that's worth it. On the duck, duck, goose crowd, shut the borders to Minnesota for anyone in the duck, duck, goose crowd. I'd have no problem with that, would you?
No, not at all. Keep them out. They don't deserve to be here.
Who's in this group? I'm loving the Harrigan chippy attitude today. Give me more. Do you think you're more chippy today than normal?
maybe early. No, I don't.
I don't.
Yeah.
Someone's talking about the TV stations and all the various places they set them up, including the holiday season, when they tell us how busy they're going to be at the airport. That's another one we could say they're out Mall of America. They're out one of the Dales. And they're overwhelmed by how busy it is. I think some of the TV stations and the radio stations have them on autopilot. But let's be honest. The idea that we don't go back to some topics on this show, I think we'd be pretty much frauds on that one, right?
I can't think of one topic we've done twice. I mean, maybe we'll get to self-checkouts again at some point, but
we could do that again today. Shut them down. Is that going to happen? Are you going to shut them down? Did you send me the updated info for the breaks and all that? I'm not seeing. I'm very disappointed.
I believe I did, but I'll double check.
Yeah, you did. Just early in the day.
Yeah, it's right there.
I was just kidding. Let's pause right here. Let's do something crazy. Pause on time. Go to traffic and weather. I guess the weather probably deserves a little more today when it's about to be 70 on March 10th. And then our friend, the great Patrick Roycey, is next on News Talk 830 WCCO.